May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, July 27th, 2024. And today I'll be discussing some current events in my four newsletters over this last week. Was up in the mountains fishing way up in the wilderness, Absaroka, Beartooth Wilderness with my son and grandson. And I'm back getting grounded and, so I did a replay for the last show, but I'm back at it this week. Since July 21st, the full moon, I've had four newsletters that I'll be discussing today. And really interesting things going on real fast. Oh, the sun is in Leo, fiery, emotional, one of the most personal of all the signs, and a lot of personal energy. Relationship stuff going on in the world politically, geopolitically, and personally. There's a lot of stuff going on real fast. Boy, my news feeds, you know, I get hundreds of emails a day with different news feeds that I look at repeating patterns to bring to you in my newsletters and then discuss on the show. And so all of you who listen on a regular basis know you can enjoy your own customized multimedia show with this radio show. As you listen to, if you're listening to the replay, you can always pause it and go to the videos, watch the videos or articles that I'm referencing, and I'll have those links in the show notes that you can, like I say, pause the podcast. Or even if you're listening live now, those who know how to follow along by going to heartcom.org and my archived shows, and you can pull up the articles I'm referring to, and you can again at least scan along and read along with as I flesh out, you know, the ideas, concepts, and real significant events that are going on. This is a huge historical time, and leading in towards the election, things are really heating up on all levels, including the weather with 100-degree temperatures across the United States, including here in Montana this last week. And up in the mountains, it was nice and cool. Beautiful, just gorgeous. But in the meantime, I'm back, and I'm going to go into these four newsletters. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. And I'll go into the little bit of quantum field astrology, psychology, to give us some insight into the mass psychology worldwide right now. One's brain field holodeck, as I call it, is your quantum interface with the all connected unified field connection with our solar system quantum field, the galactic quantum field, the universal quantum field. It's all connected, folks, and call it God, universal mind of quantum, all that is real, quantum reality, whatever, you know. As the show airs today, global humanity is sharing some very interesting quantum field resonance with subtle energies, you might say, the kingdom of heaven within us. And for example, the astrology psychology at this time, as the show's airing, with the moon is in Taurus, which brings some stability to the fiery emotional nature of the sun in Leo. And what's really unique right now is the planetary configuration with a finger of God, pointing to Mercury in Virgo, and combining the energies of Pluto and Neptune, focusing again on the mental aspects of Pluto and Virgo, kind of anchoring higher mental understanding, And I could go into all this, including two creative triangles and a T-square that's going on right now. But I would just summarize, rather than going into too much depth, summarize as this is a very, you might say, a precocious time for higher mental discernment of deep mystical revelations, which I'll go into. So enjoy a flirtation with cosmic love in the show today. So first, this is back in the full moon on July 21st, yeah, just about a week ago. It's an article I did called "This Is One for the History Books." And there's that famous picture of Trump pumping his fist in the air after he got his ear almost shot off. You know, he got streaks of blood on his face. And it's, I mean, how would you ever stage a more dramatic assassination attempt? I mean, that was the big news from about a week ago. And this is going to be one of the 100 photos that changed the world, folks. I mean, in books for generations to come, there's just like, and I go into, you know, the different, the composition of that picture, that photograph, and what a kind of a miraculous event that was, that if he hadn't turned his head just at the right moment, he could have had his brains blown out on TV all over the world, which is kind of was kind of the intent. I'll go into that. So I begin, you know, this article with an article, you know, the newsletter begins with this article on MAGA, you know, Make America Great Again, sweeps traumatized nation like wildfire by Celia Farber, who's been doing some exceptional writing on Substack. And basically, she explains that MAGA is like Beatlemania right now. After this last week, I mean, you know, there's just an energy with that photograph is like galvanized. I mean, Trump has won, you know, period, you know, pretty much. So anyway, this is a huge public event with such vast implications for people watching globally that I'm focusing in this piece, this newsletter on related headlines, articles, and infographics. So, was this kill shot planned for live TV? All of the lefty news media carried the Trump rally live, totally against all previous precedent. They have not, the leftist media has not been covering Trump. I mean, up until last Saturday, the media categorically refused to give Trump any free airtime and publicity. But last Saturday, every camera, every feed was squarely on Trump's head. The plan and conscious intention was to blow his brains out on live television and recreate the level of psychological distress that 9/11 caused. And while 3,000 people died on 9/11, the trauma of seeing Trump being shot in the temple with brain matter spraying would have had a visceral and lasting effect. This assassination was intended to cause every person on earth to cower in fear of the New World Order deep state. From heads of state to old widow women and HUD housing in rural Nebraska and everyone in between, globally. The fact that this was a miraculously close call takes nothing away from the brazen evil that was exposed by the attempt. Don't let this fade into the news cycle. This was a post by Annie Barnhart. I'm using her words here, actually. So keep in mind what all this says about the deep state corporatocracy. Those who I've talked and written a lot about the corporatocracy, the deep state, the last decade. So I'm not going to go into that now. But this has a lot to say about how desperate they are to survive their imminent demise. If Trump would truly drain the D.C. corporate swamp, you know, Washington, D.C., you know, D.C. district of criminals. So, Or will Trump, once he's elected, will he merely rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic Empire? I mean, think about it, folks. We've got 900 bases in 153 countries. I mean, the U.S. is not fighting for your freedom. It's an empire. It's a freaking empire. So, I mean, is it true that the military-industrial complex profits from creating and managing war, not for peace? I mean, are you aware that the medical industrial complex likewise profits by increasing disease, not health? I mean, would you agree that Congress critters get paid off from giant DC lobbies promoting war and disease? So those deep state interests have a vested interest in polarizing the public so we fight among ourselves. While the corporate media normalizes perception of worsening war and disease, suppression of dissent, and big profits making a killing on war and disease. So there's no healing this abject, murderous insanity until we come out of denial of what is real with holistic, systemic solutions of Aquarian love. So that was my introduction on this July 21st piece back on the full moon. So conscious evolution is the name of the game. The process is the product, an upright flame burning up dark records that stain one's name, wising up for rising up. It's one and the same. This is from Evolutionary Ascent. A long poem that I've done. There's a link there. So in this newsletter, I'm going to be featuring memes of the month. Memes is the subject, one of the last before this, my replay show and the show before that about a month ago was on memes. What, you know, the meaning of memes and how to make the unconscious, how to make unconscious habits conscious and being resourceful with source code. So source code, the source field, and being resourceful and connecting with source, God, love, I am that I am, the fire, the unfed eternal flame within us. I go into that in the last part of this article. So all of us, all of us can be seen, and as I get into this, as basically, the United Sovereigns of Earth. And the memes that I go into that matter are for mothering the memory of what is real above all, gathering of the tribes of Israel. What is real on earth as in cosmos at large. So in the meantime, the task of a liberated person is not to scold the world and preach to it, but to delight it back to its senses. That's from Alan Watts. Great quote. So if you take delight in the process of general enlightenment, then you are on the path of conscious evolution with effective sensory perception. That statement is a meme in itself. Now, I finished, go on, with several infographics. Got some great humor. They're memes, again. They have a story with, like in a nutshell. Like there's a picture of Biden saying, "We're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in the bullseye." He actually said that right before he was put in the bullseye by the deep state. I mean, they didn't waste any time responding to their commander in chief. I didn't say commander in chief. I said commander in chief. He definitely, deep state stole the last election, folks. That's coming out more and more. You're going to be hearing about that big time before too long. But in the meantime, there's a video here by Greg Reese Report. Guy's brilliant with his short videos. And he says that at least three shooters were found in a new audio forensic analysis. This is by way of Mike Adams. And how he's completed a new forensic audio analysis of the first seven shots fired at Trump. They showed three different distances. This means there were at least three shooters, which means the lone gunman story is a cover-up. The assassination of JFK, the guy that they fingered in that was just a patsy. They shot him right away too, so he could talk. Anyway, that's who they are. That's what they do. The CIA, they tried to, the deep state tried to take out Trump. Of course, they would have said that Iran was behind it because that's their agenda. Iran or Russia. Russia did it. They're going to blame their geopolitical enemies. Russia's thriving while the U.S. is really struggling right now. So sunspots and solar flares are peaking, and there's a fiery energy that's thinning the veil with fast-track conscious evolution for some and anger for others. There's a fiery energy out there. How people use it is their state of mind. And no matter who we vote for, the rich get richer, the poor stay poor, and the bombs never stop. There's an infographic on that. But how else do you finance the deep state without profit from bombs and vaccines while ignoring the side effects, the collateral damage of bombs and the side effects of vaccines? You know, you're gonna make a killing and ignore the side effects. So, and there's some other infographics that I go into this understanding how the Aquarian 5D light of higher dimensions shines in the 3D density, but the darkness comprehendeth it not, does not compute. So only the power of love can mitigate the madness. Sooner or later, enough good people will wise up and rise up to champion pure intention, to focus attention on love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension. And I go into, with again, a meme infographic of TLC in three dimensions, you might say, in three, the media medical marketing megatrend model with the TLC heart, telecom, telecare, telecommerce, and this threefold synergy in the Holy Trinity with love as the key to Aquarian TLC, telecom media for real community, telecare medical for holistic healing, telecommerce for the abundant life, living abundance. So hold fast to this vision of victory, folks. The opportunity may soon present itself, whereby the wealthy will invest in livingry, not killingry. Aquarian quantum age technologies will be released, and an economics of abundance will reduce the oxymoronic value of scarcity with scarcity, the prevailing scarcity economics. So we're in the tribulations, in the meme time. Like watching the Roman Empire collapse again, but with Wi-Fi and memes this time. So here's an alert. Trump sent emergency message on Telegram. This was July 17th at restoredrepublic.co. It's a white hat message to the Q movement. Final battle starts in 3 days, Wednesday the 24th. Believe it or not, serious details here. What happened on the 24th? Was that, and I'm going to go into this, that giant computer hack that took down computer systems all over the world, that was synchronous with this battle. It starts cyber warfare. Believe it or not, you know, this was, I wouldn't say prophetic. I mean, it happened, talked about Wednesday the 24th, and I'll be going into that more later on in these other articles. There's a great video that was just published yesterday by JP, Awaken with JP. It's humorous, but it goes into this cyber attack worldwide. So this is part of the disintegration of the old order and the beginning, you might say the latent image that's being developed of a future that we all want. So believe it or not, there's the serious details of this emergency message on Telegram from Trump to the White Hats. There's a link on that. And realize, folks, I've been warning about this all year. I mean, the exact time may still be off, but it looks imminent. Now, I wrote this before the cyber attack happened. And what's the name of that? I'll be going into that a little bit later. So basically, I said, when I published this, prepare now so you don't have to prepare. That would be a month or two, ideally, of food, water, medical supplies, to get by. If things are shut down with a blackout, at least a media blackout, we don't know what's going to happen, but it's imminent that there's some serious times ahead. So the deep state is running scared. They're likely to do some false flag stuff. Lots of warnings coming from a lot of different angles of things that they might try. About most of this is being kept from the public so they don't panic. And I don't mean anyone to panic here. It's just be aware and prepare. So there's an article here from the usmilitarynews.com, the biggest exposure of CIA spying secrets ever. The CIA is being exposed. Now, we're talking about the Central Intelligence Agency, not compassion in action. So The documents that were revealed show the relationship between the CIA, the central banks, the Federal Reserve, and their control of the Mockingbird mainstream media, medical health industries, and the CIA indoctrination of the U.S. education system. Well, some of us have known about this for years, but anyway, the documentation of it and the release of this information now is very timely. CIA is the deep state with, you know, the FBI, other federal agencies that will see their demise coming if Trump is elected, and they're trying to take him out one way or the other. So keep in mind the importance of get real with first principles. In this regard, I'm referencing the quote by Tom Paine, citizen journalist who wrote Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution. Excuse me. And he said, Thomas Paine said, "It is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles." Now, first principles today in the Aquarian quantum age is how to navigate the source field with effective sensory perception. I mean, I'm talking about the first principles of universal light language in Aquarian love, source code, bringing light to dark places, becoming conscious of how and why we've been unconscious. So source code is simply a frame of reference for the first principles of universal cosmic law. In the language of conscious evolution, in pure geometry, shapes recognized by all people on Earth and also worlds without end. Amen. Now, I referenced that there's actually images of the archetype of the square with the cross in the middle, and the whole point being the capstone. If you're looking down on a pyramid, there are pyramids on, there have been pyramids on Mars. There's pyramids all over the Earth. But if you look down from space, it looks like a square with a cross. You might say the capstone is that center platform where all the four sides integrate with a whole which is greater than the sum of the, you might say, four archetypal components to the capstone. Okay. I'm hydrating a little bit with coconut water with mango. Keep my voice together here. Okay. So again, the pure geometry frames of reference for source code, universal law language, all over the Earth, seen from space. According to the Secret Space Program, there are pyramids on planetary systems throughout cosmos. So the global evolution, revolution, revelations, and higher consciousness is now fulfilling what U.S. founders began. Talking about the archetypal law of the angles of G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity, and the universal language of the angels of love, you know, heart coherent frequencies, governing mind congruence for our co-creation with God love. So I'm referencing cosmic law language here. And the more that you conceive and work with the archetypal first principles of source code, and of course, I've linked this source code in the content, so you can go to those frames of reference, those first principles of cosmic law. And again, the more you work with the archetypes of source code, the more you see things archetypally, and the more resourceful you will become with archetypal God vision and the whole Holy Spirit of love and action. You know, effective sensory perception. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, this universal connection to cosmic law in form and frequency is alignment with and attunement to the kingdom of heaven within us. I mean, we are in the universe and the universe is indeed within us. The quantum connection to all that is real. So the gathering of the tribes of Israel is thus a cosmic metaphor for connecting by way of kingdom conscience, whereby all are sovereign, K-I-N-G, with the keys to internalization of God. That's an acronym, K-I-N-G, Keys to Internalization of God and Us as United Sovereigns of Earth. So, coming to the finish line for Ascension time, folks, which reality will win? I mean, the human race is nearing the finish line, great awakening, uprising, just in time. Understanding time, now, there's a link there, in time. It goes to a whole website article on four ways of perceiving time, according to the four archetypes of Jungian psychology. To understand and know oneself, you can read that article and kind of tune into which of the four archetypes is your dominant and perhaps recessive, you know, adjacent to the dominant, of the way you perceive time, you know, from present to the timeline, from the present to the, from the past to the present to the future, the timeline perspective, the now perspective, the futuristic perspective, or the past perspective, you know, how you perceive time and reference time. It's an interesting article that's linked again in this newsletter at this point, where I say the human race is nearing the finish line. Great awakening is uprising, just in time. Now, how you perceive that is, again, to your archetypal perspective in four ways of perceiving time. So those who want to do a little bit of a deep dive there, you'll probably find that rewarding. So anyway, the time right now, this time, the zeitgeist, the excitement right now is tangible. The shift in energy is palpable. The internet has liberated a surge of enlightenment in social networks worldwide, exposing dark power behind dark money and dark policies that betray an enlightened representation of inspired vision devoted to virtue, committed with valor and the vow for victory by way of worldwide telecom unity. Unity and diversity. Telecom, telecare, telecommerce, teleconscience, telecommunity with heart. Again, the TLC heart, hardware goes more into that for those who want to go deeper. So, I'm talking about full spectrum enlightenment, folks, with the foundation of first principles, which are critical to orient to at this time more than any other time. How do we basically raise the flag of first principles for true patriotism? And to love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and your all-connected netizen neighbors as thyself. Anyway, that was that newsletter. The one I'm going to go into now was published on just a few days ago. We're back on July 24th, just 3 days ago. I mean, I was on a tear this last week. I pretty much had three newsletters in 3 days. And this one is called The Reality of Great Awakening Sparks Great Enlightenment. You know, keep your head while others are losing theirs. Like I said, as the light surges, the dark side purges. Some people, that leads to enlightenment. Other people, the surging light basically stirs up their misqualified energies with anger. So keep your head while others are losing theirs. That's the byline. Now, this first quote on the reality is from Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East, Volume 5, Chapter 7, page 99 to 100. And the first part of the quote on the reality is that, quote, the Hindu says, if God wished to hide, God would choose man to hide in. That is the last place man would look for God. The second part of that quote goes, the trouble with the masses of humanity today is that they are trying to become something that is already within them. We are seeking and searching everywhere outside of ourselves for God, attending countless lectures, meetings, groups, reading innumerable books, looking to teachers and personalities and leaders, when all the time God is right within. If mankind will let go of all the trying and accept that they are, they will soon be perfectly aware of the reality. And I go on to say that the reality is that God is, therefore I am, affirming great enlightenment with pure intention, confirming I am presence with focused attention, determining that presence with love retention, and integrating in the now with conscious ascension. So in this newsletter, I'm going into spiritual health, you know, with an open prayer to the will of God, mental health, relationship dynamics at this time, physical health, pros and cons of red light therapy, and food for thought for the truly thoughtful. So an open prayer to the will of God. Beloved will of God, at the very heart of all that is real, I pray to thee in the name of the Christ light for thy overshining presence, the real deal. With all my heart, full of years of devotion, I call to thee for a cosmic promotion. Help me to see and know to be an exemplar of opportunity with keys to reality, to do the work on earth as in heaven that builds community with the leaven, as the spark of I am lights the fire that combusts with pure God desire. So in name of the right angles of God and well-rounded angels of love, I claim the victory of the Holy Trinity, God's will, wisdom, and love manifest now to eternity. So I humbly pray, without seeking fame, conscious ascent, the name of the game, the process that extols an upright flame, burning up records that stains one's name, and wising up to rise up, one and the same. This is again from that poem, epic poem, Evolutionary Ascent. So at this point, I go into relationship dynamics at this unique time. This is the second part, this newsletter. And there's a great quote from Abraham, he's a channel on the internet. And this is from Pure Positive Energy. And to quote Abraham, he says, the relationships you have with others are a reflection of the vibration you offer. There aren't actually any quote unquote others. It's actually all about the relationship you have with yourself. They are projections of that. You can change the people and new ones will appear with the same dynamics, but it's changing your emotions, vibration that changes the dynamics with the same people or new people. There is an emotional vibe dynamic, right? That's the end of that quote. And I'm going on to say, there's an emotional vibe dynamic at this unique time as our solar system cycles into the rarefied deep space quantum field of Aquarius, which I was talking about. A few days ago, we also had a full moon aligned, that was just last week, a full moon aligned with that sector of Aquarius, and the sun has moved into the sign of Leo, the most fiery and personal energy in quantum field astrology psychology. Now, whereas Aquarius energies can be very impersonal, the opposite sign of Leo is very personal, and this is when many personal relationships can become heated. Right now, there's also a solar maximum cycle with huge solar flares impacting Earth's magnetosphere and amping up emotions that are already agitated by very polarizing political issues that trump all others. Very polarizing political issues that trump all, a little pun there, trump all others. So being cool, calm, and collected is difficult enough when much of the U.S. is suffering a 100-degree heat wave. But the fire of transmutation is our test now. Many are those who won't see the light until they feel the heat. Just as the flame in a candle will transmute the solid wax into a liquid that is wicked up into the flame, so it is that 5D plus spiritual fire transmutes one's 3D density with the upwising and uprising that burns brightly just in time. Again, that 4D link that I was talking about. And as thus is the Aquarian mandate. So keep the faith in the light of cosmic love that in the larger scheme of conscious evolution always prevails. Always. 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 And I love this quote by Eckhart Tolle, who says, Tolle, If I accept the fact that my relationships are here to make me conscious instead of happy, then my relationships become a wonderful self-mastery tool that keep realigning me with my higher purpose for living. So that's that section. I give a little bit of a two-minute humor break. This is hilarious video, two-minute video from Reason TV. And it's called Because It Got High, and he's talking about inflation, but it's hilarious. So that's a good humor break. And then I also have a little infographic meme about, you know, the anti-inflation gold standard. And so it says that 10 of these 10 kilogram gold bars would buy you an average home in 1929. And the same gold bar, 1 kilogram, 10 of these, the same bar will buy you an average home in 2024. In other words, the value of gold for buying home back then and today has remained stable. The paper dollar, which is backed by nothing and being inflated to the moon and just virtually destroying our economy right now, undermining our economy, because they're lying to us about the inflation rates, as most people know by now. They're lying to us about the economy. They're lying to us just about everything in the media. But the gold standard, as far as the economy, there's the gold standard physically with physical gold, and there's the gold standard spiritually, you know, the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. You know, that hasn't changed either. So the third part of this article, and I'm running out of time, so I'm going to skip most of this, is the benefits and side effects of red light therapy. So as longtime readers know, I pioneered quantum healing back in 1991, the first time that the periodic table for quantum biology had been computerized with a biofeedback interface that showed which homeopathics and nutritionals would restore holistic health. I had a 386 computer with 20 megabyte hard drive, and that system of quantum healing, I worked with the inventor of that. It's one of the first systems he developed. It was hot stuff back then. It had a 20 megabyte hard drive. So that quantum biotechnology quickly made huge waves in the pharmaceutical industrial complex. U.S. operations were shut down. I mean, there were doctors around the country using this equipment. There was practitioners using the equipment. You can't get certified anywhere in quantum healing. So even practitioners, holistic practitioners like myself were using it. And I had clients going to their doctors and saying, this is the future of medicine. And the doctor said, oh, you know, I'm not going back to medical school. Well, you can't. What are you talking about? You can't get a degree in quantum anything. This is got to be shut. This is making me look like an idiot. So so very quickly, it was shut down. And there was some big drama as my friend, the inventor, who I worked with in the clinic back in Ohio before he moved to Denver and I moved to Montana. This brilliant inventor, this Bill Nelson was his name. He was one step ahead of the feds, escaping to Eastern Europe where he discovered a whole community of brilliant computer coders who helped develop the modern day SCIO. That's SCIO. You can do a search on that on the internet and you'll get a lot about SCIO, the SCIO, which is sold to health practitioners worldwide on training cruises in international waters beyond the U.S. jurisdiction. So, again, this is a good example of how I raised the flag of Golden Age healing and got shot down again. So there, that's a brief backstory of my quantum credentials, which includes, you know, healing with light therapy. I mean, I had a teacher in color therapy who was one of the most sensitive, empathic people I have ever known. She helped me tune into the energies I was dealing with and the colors that corresponded for treatment. I mean, light language is the real thing. It's the law of correspondence in the quantum realm of light as consciousness. Light is a carrier of frequencies as it influences consciousness. And it's indeed, light is an alchemical key to self-mastery. So again, color therapy is a real thing, and I still have my special lamp with full sets of color gels. And my point is that red light therapy has seen some high-profile promotion this last year, as included with the Awaken with JP humor videos that I have often included in newsletters. I mean, yes, there are some benefits with red light therapy, but I would caution about the very serious side effects that my research has uncovered. Now, I could go into that, but we're running short on time. And I would emphasize again, this red light therapy really can fire up the base of the spine chakra and the grounding physical energy, and people can who use it can keep their temper in check and channel that assertive energy into career leadership. They are some of the most powerful forces around. That's actually a quote from the one article I provided links on. I provided a link from the article in Psychology Today. I go into it in more detail, how I've had experience with clients in this regard in my clinic. And it's an amazing thing, the power of color, light for healing therapy, and how it can be used and how it can be abused. So I go into that enough, and enough said about that. So I'm going on to this third article, and this one's about Trump's Vice President J.D. Vance, technocracy's Trojan horse. Now, I just did this article back on, well, I guess it was, when was that? This was back not that long ago, just a few days ago. Yeah. Okay. So this is back on July 25th. Yeah, just 2 days ago. So there's two parts in this article. Excuse me. First part is regarding, the amazing revelations about Trump's vice president, J.D. Vance, technocracy's Trojan horse. Now, I reference this because there's some things about J.D. Vance that the mainstream media is not saying. I mean, there's a book out by J.D. Vance that's getting a lot of coverage, and my son's read it, saying I should read it. And it's not that he hasn't got some really great things in his past. If you focus on that, you'd think he was the best thing since sliced cheese. But the fact is, these three articles that I go into, J.D. Vance, he's a technocrat. And he was employed and groomed by the billionaire Peter Thiel for his entire adult life. And I go into this, how Peter Thiel is at the top of the technocracy and transhumanism pyramid, and he is surrounded by technocrats who are groomed by him, including the likes of J.D. Vance. And, there's stuff going on here with technocrats and transhumanism that are leading to the digital gulag that's very concerning. And I've reported on this. I've cussed and discussed it, on the radio show before. This whole movement toward the CBDCs and digital social credit systems and how things are moving inexorably worldwide in that direction, and something has got to change and turn around. These three articles are sending up a signal flare, it's like a warning, danger, danger. J.D. Vance, according to another article from The Guardian, he steals creature. He's a man, Peter Thiel, molded in his own image through lavish investments in his business and political career. So the populist movement has fully merged with technocracy to merge forward kind of a techno-populism by way of this vice president. Now, Whitney Webb, for some of you know, is one of the most brilliant investigative journalists on the internet. And she has an article called Technocracy's Final Assault, When Technocrats Come for the White House. And it, again, is talking about both Peter Thiel and Elon Musk, who are both known for Asperger traits. Both are dyed-in-the-wool technocrats and transhumans. Both are huge contributors to the Trump campaign. J.D. Vance, also a technocrat, was employed and groomed by Peter Thiel for his entire adult life. Thiel subsequently financed Vance's successful senatorial campaign and then jockeyed him into the vice president nomination. So is he a Trojan horse, a high-tech interloper, an AI, artificial, a Manchurian candidate, some kind of a sociopathic evil tool for, so to speak, greater good? Is he a technocrat who's going to profit from tyranny tactics? There's some real concerns here, folks. If things go south with, national emergency, PSYOP, false flag or whatever, you know, things go south, you know, what kind of, you know, control freak momentums are going to come down, you know, national emergency, like they did with the whole vaccine rollout. It was an emergency. Everybody had to get it. So, well, and or, there's another aspect to this. Or what if, you know, what if J.D. Vance is going to be an instrument of the light force? And you know, I mean, when I say the light force, you know, an instrument of wholeness and healing somehow. I mean, what if all the advanced technology that's been secreted away in the Trump-created Space Force, what if it's all soon disclosed and utilized for global telecom and global telecare, which I've been writing about for a decade, you know? You know, and I provide links on that, you know, because we're talking about the alpha to omega around the cosmic clock of 5D plus love. Cosmic clock, you know, the four quadrants, the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, the four Jungian archetypes, the four ways of perceiving time, the four winds as the Native Americans speak of it. You know, the fire, air, water, and earth of alchemy, the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical archetypes of self and civilization. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the alpha and omega, the spirit matter, the spirit that matters from spirit to matter, alpha to omega, telecom to telecare. So anyway, there's links there. You can go into that if you want. I just thought I'd kind of keynote that, highlight that, because there's some deep, again, this is astrology, psychology today, that finger of God, you know, with Pluto and Neptune being in that very unique sextile between themselves, focusing their energies to Mercury up there in Virgo for basically the mind of God being congruent. There's some people will get this, go deeper with it. Some people won't have a clue what I'm talking about. You know, each to their own prevailing awareness. You know, some will, some won't. So what? Next. Revelations are, you know, this is the dance I'm talking about. And this dance is dedicated to the one I love. And there's a one and there's an eye there, a blinking eyeball. I'm sure some of you will appreciate that with the love code underneath of it. So I'm going into part two now. The voice of God comes through a cowboy singer. Now, for those who saw this part, go through this part. I mean, it's a big wow. I mean, check this out. This Revelations message was channeled through this cowboy singer. And I mean, this is what thinning of the veil looks like. A lot of people are basically getting inspiration. It's like hitting them in the head with a very clear message like they've never heard before. And this guy got this cowboy messenger of Revelations, believe it or not. So this is John Rich's Revelation story. One of the most downloaded songs in America is now about the book of Revelation, John Rich says. He channeled the entire thing from God. So see this Tucker Carlson interview with a few minutes on John's truly inspired message. I was really impressed with this guy speaking from his heart. Real deal. He's not making this up. And out of it came this song. You can listen to the song, John Rich's song called Revelations. Note this guy's prescient biblical backstory. I mean, one of the best backstories I've ever heard from anyone where he, how God will inspire and use anyone as the old self dies and the real self thrives, you know, putting off the old self, putting on the new self, this whole thing of death and resurrection, that whole thing within each of us, you know, he makes it coherent and congruent in a way that I thought was brilliant. You know, in many ways. So maybe just me. See what you think. This video has had 1 million views since July 11th. It's probably more than 2 million by now. This was posted some time ago. So those who listen to the Tucker Carlson interview with John Rich, you know, that I linked above, you will hear an exceptional example of divine intervention as ordained to change anyone's life. So I've shared before my own life-changing cosmic intervention occurred in a truly miraculous way when I journeyed on the path of God and country, and this is a true story with photographs. And within 3 years of that miraculous event, off-the-chart miracle, 50 years ago this month, I lectured at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop at the University of Pennsylvania regarding a whole systems approach to a telecom upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms. So there was an attendant there at that lecture from the World Future Society and Committee for the Future, and he asked me to deliver the keynote address on this theme at a summit of futurists a few months later in November, addressing 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill at a future summit. How they were all looking at how they were going to celebrate a revolution from 76 to 89, the bicentennial era, the 13 years from Declaration of Independence to ratification of the Constitution. So I did that. And was that an awakening? You can read about that story. Whoa. It was like Mr. Smith goes to Washington. I was this country bumpkin, you know, basically calling forth the judgment on accountable government. And my phone was tapped for weeks back in Ohio after that. And, you know, this was J. Edgar Hoover days. And apparently, you know, I got on their radar there for a while. I could hear the clicking on my phone. And finally, I started answering the phone. Ace Janitorial Services, this is the Ace speaking. I don't know whether they got the joke, but it stopped shortly after that. So anyway, as we go to the polls in November, realize that we still have a horse and buggy system of representative government in the space age. And big government does not want downsizing. It wants public control, not our representation. I mean, we still have a military-industrial complex that makes a killing by creating and waging war, and we still have a medical-industrial complex that makes a killing by creating and treating disease. And the same message I've promulgated over the last 50 years is that whole systems design science could create a TLC environment of well-informed choice for global peace, healing, and prosperity to counter the downward spiral of war, disease, and austerity. So, and again, I include the meme of telecom, telecare, telecommerce with media, medical, marketing, megatrend models in a harp shape, you know, like keep the faith, see the good, make it so. So I'm running out of time, folks, but this last video article, newsletter I want to share is called A Smart Recovery Plan for the Collapsing Economy, The Currency of Conscience to the Rescue. And again, all four of these newsletters are published on Substack. My Substack article is on Quantum Quickening. You can put in 2024 Quantum Quickening series or just Quantum Quickening on Substack and pull up my back articles. This one, again, is dealing with the subject that's very timely. This video from the Reese Report, Greg Reese, was just published, 2 days ago, a day ago. Very timely article, and I highly recommend it on the Rockefeller Foundation and the Rockefeller CIA connections to the Deagle depopulation forecast. Who this Deagle guy is, and his depopulation forecast, how he foresaw the future, and how he knew a decade ago, more than that, that there would be a massive depopulation event going on at this time, which there is, with millions of people dying worldwide, not being reported in the media. It's being covered up by way of this whole story with the vaccine genocide. Of course, there's other genocides going on, like in Gaza. But anyway, the point is that the economy is poised for collapse and reset. And having reported on the disintegrating spiral for years, readers should not be surprised. But it's not contemporary wisdom. But the key to the revaluation of a sound economic system is upgrade of the currency of conscience. Now, I have a link on that you can go into what I'm talking about. But it's really, I'm talking about the gold standard for Aquarian attributes of inspiration, innovation, co-creation, for culturing global freedom and opportunity. So this Hardcom newsletter offsets the serious Reese Report with some great humor plus hopeful outcomes for our world in distress right now. What is real transmutes and transcends unreality. So love and joy to all. I go into a little philosophic orientation to the big picture. You know, this whole understanding is that when a critical mass of enlightened netizens finally realize, you know, as in realize that net reality with the universal hardware interface This universal hardware interface, Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics. There's a link on that to explain that if you're unfamiliar with it. How it will culture social conscience with the Holy Spirit of love and action. When that happens, then quantum quickening, you know, great enlightenment will wholly upgrade common sense. Common sense will once again spark the new American Revolution worldwide in America, the I Am race. With more light and love, easier and faster. And when enough good people finally get it, how hardware will involve and evolve social conscience and social networks, the global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word evolution in higher consciousness, will gain traction and fulfill the divine destiny of the Aquarian dispensation. So once you understand how hardware organizes all information in formation with love, cosmic love, universal law, language love, it all begins to make sense. How co-creation with telecom, telecare, and telecommerce will culture conscientious common sense for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. And we're talking about conscientious common sense in terms of effective sensory perception. ESP is part of the divine destiny of Aquarius. People will have more of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit of love and action being the catalyst for making that so. So the vision alone, how this works, properly positioned, packaged, and promoted, will be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. So keep the faith, see the good. Always love, folks. So I want to thank everyone for listening today. It's kind of a cosmic window open with the astrology, psychology. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness. That's accelerating through the 2020s, folks. This is an amazing time. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I've enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.